Now to some extraordinary developments in the scandal over child sexual abuse in Chile. The Pope has accepted the resignation of three of the South American country's bishops, but they're among 34 who've offered their resignation, and it's unclear how many more Pope Francis will accept. The Vatican says it's the first step toward reordering the battered Roman Catholic Church in Chile, as Catherine Gregory reports.
Chile's Catholic hierarchy is undergoing a huge transformation in the wake of a child sexual abuse scandal. Three bishops are already gone after Pope Francis accepted their resignations.
We can't rule out there could be new measures from the Pope himself. What he has highlighted in this letter to the people of God is that measures in itself from the Vatican are insufficient to be rid of the culture of abuse.
That's the General Secretary of the Chilean Catholic Church, Jaime Corro. He believes that more bishops could be replaced, since a total of 34 have offered up their resignations to the Pope.
That we break away from that culture of elitism, from that culture of collaboration in crime, so we are able to offer guarantees that children and youngsters who are in the church are being cared for and treated with respect.
The scandal revolves around Father Fernando Caradima, who was found guilty by the Vatican of abusing boys in Santiago in the 1970s and 1980s. And one of the bishops to go, Juan Barros of Osorno, is accused of having witnessed the abuse and not doing anything to stop it. Pope Francis had previously stood by Barros, a move which later forced the pontiff to make a public apology. That was because a sexual abuse investigator produced a 2,000-page report which accused Chile's bishops of grave negligence in protecting children and found that evidence of sex crimes had been destroyed. Chileans have hailed the bishop's removal. One of them is Teodoro Quitanon.
I think the Pope is acting the way Chileans wanted, as people from the south wanted him to act. I'm from the south. I lived for many years in Osorno, where Bishop Juan Barros was located. And I think the Pope, based on what he is doing, is proving the people of Osorno right.
Other Chileans want him to face persecution by the judiciary. This is Claudio Quilecho.
For once and for all, there should be justice for all these people, because it was not just them who were affected, but the conscience of all humanity.
But Chilean lawyer Juan Francisco Arriagada is more neutral.
I don't want to be an executioner at this time, but I feel this has been building up for a long time and it has been hidden in the church.
A Vatican committee has been set up to fight sexual abuse and help victims.
Catherine Gregory reporting.